हरे कृष्ण
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naisiki. Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, entitled Birth of Emperor Parikshit, Text 29. Iti Rajnya Upadishya Vipra Jataka Kovida Labdha Pachitaya Sarve Prati Jagmu Svakangrihan. Iti Rajnya Upadishya Vipra Jataka Kovida Labdha Pachitaya Sarve Prati Jagmu Svakangrihan. Iti Rajnya Upadishya Vipra Jataka Kovida Labdha Pachitaya Sarve Prati Jagmu Svakangrihan. Iti Rajnya Upadishya Prati Jagmu Svakangrihan. Iti Rajnya Upadishya Vipra Jataka Kovida Labdha Pachitaya Sarve Prati Jagmu Svagan. Matajis. Iti Rajnya Upadishya Iti, thus, Rajne, unto the king, Upadishya, having advised, Vipraha, persons well versed in the Vedas, Jataka Kovidaha, persons expert in astrology, and in the performance of birth ceremonies, Labdha apachitayah, those who had received sumptuously as remuneration. Sarve, all of them, Prati Jagmu, went back. Svakan, their own, Grihan, houses. Translation. Thus, those who were expert in astrological knowledge and in performance of the birth ceremony, instructed King Yudhishthir about the future history of his child. Then, being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective homes. Purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Vedas are the storehouse of knowledge, both material and spiritual. But such knowledge aims at perfection of self-realization. In other words, the Vedas are the guides for the civilized man in every respect. Since human life is the opportunity to get free from all material miseries, it is properly guided by the knowledge of the Vedas in the matters of both material and spiritual salvation. The specific intelligent class of men who were devoted particularly to the knowledge of the Vedas were called the Vipras, or the graduates of the Vedic knowledge. There are different branches of knowledge in the Vedas, of which astrology and pathology are two important branches necessary for the common man. So the intelligent men, generally known as the Brahmanas, took up all the different branches of Vedic knowledge to guide society. Even the department of military education, Dhanurveda, was also taken up by such intelligent men. And the Vipras were also teachers of this section of knowledge, as were Dronacharya, Kripacharya, etc. The word Vipra mentioned herein is significant. There is a little difference between the Vipras and the Brahmanas. The Vipras are those who are expert in karma kanda or fruitive activities, guiding the society towards fulfilling the material necessities of life, whereas the Brahmanas are expert in spiritual knowledge of transcendence. This department of knowledge is called Jnana Kand, and above this there is the Upasana Kand. The culmination of Upasana Kand is the devotional service of the Lord Vishnu. And when the Brahmanas achieve perfection, they are called Vaishnavas. Vishnu worship is the highest of the modes of worship. Elevated Brahmanas are Vaishnavas engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the science of devotional service, is very dear to the Vaishnavas. And as explained in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the mature fruit of Vedic knowledge and is superior subject matter above the three khandas, namely Karma, Jnana and Upasana. Among the Karma Khand experts, the Jataka expert Vipras were good astrologers who could tell all the future history of a born child simply by the astral calculations of the time, Lagna. Such expert Jataka Vipras were present during the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, and his grandfather Maharaj Yudhishthir awarded the Vipras sufficiently with gold, land, villages, grains and other valuable necessities of life, which also include cows. There is a need of such Vipras in the social structure, and it is the duty of the state to maintain them comfortably as designed in the Vedic procedure. Such expert Vipras, being sufficiently paid by the state, could give free service to the people in general, and thus this department of Vedic knowledge could be available for all. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpataru vyashta kripa sindhu vyevacha patitana pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, those who were expert in astrological knowledge and in performance of the birth ceremony instructed King Yudhishthir about the future history of his child. Then, being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective homes. Hare Krishna. So, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, my worshipable senior God brothers, all the, you know, the devotees who are watching online, my father and Srila Gurudev and Shishirada Gopinath before starting on this topic. So, this is one of those joyous occasions in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is full of a lot of stories where there's a lot of pressure built up, you know, devotees coming under all kinds of difficult situations. But this is a small joyous passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam wherein, Yudhishthir Maharaj has been crowned the king. You know, this chapter talks about what kind of opulence Yudhishthir Maharaj had. And even the denizens of heavenly planets, they were amazed by seeing the opulence that Yudhishthir Maharaj had. And because he was Dharmaraj, because he was living his life, ruling his kingdom as per the principles of Dharma, as per the desire of Lord Krishna, therefore it was amazing opulence. And then the son of Abhimanyu, the grandson of Arjun, Parikshit, was born. At a very auspicious time he was born. And then it is described that Yudhishthir Maharaj, he gave away so much charity, unlimited amount of charity, because he knew that those who are knowing dharma, they know dharma, they understand what is the value of dharma, they don't need to be told, you know, that okay, this is auspicious occasion, now you give charity, this is a good time, now you give charity. We need to be told Janmashtami is coming, please give something, right? But otherwise, those who are like this, they are unko to bas bahana chahiye to give, you know, they want to give like that. So he gave profusely in charity. And at that time, there were various astrologers, as it is described over here, and they were describing the qualities of the son who is born. So it's very interesting. No, everyone finds astrology very fascinating, right? Ye to sabka hai, bachpan se, we're all very fascinated by astrology. Someone can tell the future, what's going to happen? Tell me. I still remember in college, when we used to go to college, and in college, someone said ki mereko haath padna aata. Everyone would immediately, mera haath padna. And immediately everyone would, you know, offer their hands, ki please read my future. So, it's a fascinating subject. So, we'll try and talk a little bit about this purport that Srila Prabhupada gives. Actually, so many different themes are there in it. So, I have picked only two out of the many gems that Prabhupada has just, you know, liberally strewn in the purport. I'll just pick two. So, the first thing we can, you know, just pick from here is about the Vedas, right? Nowadays there is this so-called revival that is happening, you know, Sanatan revival, which is all over the social media. Everyone talks about it. Be proud of your scripture. Be proud of your scripture. Be proud of your culture. Sab log bolte hai na. Aapne dekha hoga. Kahin na kahin to you would have seen it. Everyone says this and everyone likes, shares, comments, but no one really knows what is their culture. No one really knows what is contained in these Vedas. These Vedas, हम लोग को पूछो चार नाम बताओ वेदा के, हम बड़े प्राइड से बोलते हैं मुझे पता है चार नाम, फट 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 विल से राइट, बट वॉट इज इन द वेदास भाई वो तो आप किसी और, वो हमारे मंदिर में बहुत अच्छे अच्छे ब्रह्मचारी उनको पूछो राइट. सो एक्चुअली वी डोंट नो रियली, एंड वी डोंट नो, एंड देयरफॉर वी डोंट नो द वैल्यू ऑफ वॉट इज देयर इन साइड. इट इज अनबिलीवेबल राइट. लाइक द यू नो प्रभुपाद हैज सेड इन मेनी प्लेसेस दैट दिस वेदास आर द परफेक्ट सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इन्फॉर्मेशन. इज ऑल इन्फॉर्मेशन मतलब इट हैज कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इन्फॉर्मेशन फॉर ऑल ह्यूमन बीइंग्स यू नो. तो वॉट एवर यू नीड टू कंडक्ट योर लाइफ, अपना जीवन व्यतीत करने के लिए हमें जो भी चाहिए सब कुछ है उसमें. एवरीथिंग इज देयर इन दिस वेदास. सो यू नो श्रीमद भागवतम इन 10.45 यू नो द भागवतम 45th चैप्टर ऑफ 10th कैंटो वेयर कृष्णा गोज फॉर हिज एजुकेशन, कृष्णा एंड बलराम गो फॉर हिज एजुकेशन टू उज्जैन in Sandipani Muni's ashram. So there it is mentioned that in 64 days, Krishna learnt 64 arts. Before that, there are other things also that I mentioned, that what all Krishna mastered in those 64 days. Right? So those 64 arts it is mentioned in 10th canto, 45th chapter, verse 34 to 36. You just read the purports. It is quite, मतलब वो देख के किसी को चक्कर आएगा. You know, it is like quite amazing what all things are included in Vedic education, right? So the Vedas help us to be educated, E for educated, help us to be entertained, E for entertained, they help us to be enriched. सबको सुनना है ना, how to be, help us to be enriched. And finally, they help us to be enlightened and emancipated, liberated also. Matlab sab hai usme, everything is there. So educated, there is like just now I mentioned, mentioned the purport, Dhanurvidya. Then it's thought that Krishna learnt law. Nowadays there's a big trend, no? A lot of youngsters want to learn law. Right? Bahut sare log law mein ja rahe. So Krishna learnt law also. Then logic, different types of tarka, vitarka, different types of logic is also there. Then politics, how to govern people, not today's politics, not the divide and rule politics, how to govern people in such a way that they feel inspired to contribute to the, you know, to the kingdom. So education, entertainment. So even the Vedas understand that entertainment to chahiye bhai. Human beings ne to aise, you know, we'll not be able to, you know, we need something to keep us enthused, to keep us energized and doing various things. So there is mention about singing, dancing, instruments, jugglery. Jugglery. Krishna learned jugglery also. It is mentioned over there. Then magic. Sleight of hand, you know. Aisa haath se kuch karna. Magic. Puppets. Dramas. Can you imagine? All this is there in our Vedic knowledge. So entertainment. Education, entertainment. How to be enriched. So many different professions are mentioned. So amongst those 64 arts, cooking. Cooking, right? Nowadays, everyone wants to become a cook. There is this concept of cloud kitchen and everywhere, her kone kone pe there are no restaurants because that is the biggest business. Everyone likes to eat. So, restaurants, cooking, carpentry, architecture, metallurgy, so many different things. Imagine, metallurgy is what? Anyone knows what is metallurgy? Metallurgy is study of how to prepare metals. जो अभी बड़े बड़े टाटा स्टील, JSW, ऐसा बड़े बड़े कंपनीज में जो स्टील बनता है ना, स्टील, आयन, अपना कॉपर, ऑल दिस एल्यूमिनियम, ऑल दिस कंपनीज विच मेक ऑन बिग स्केल, दैट इज थ्रू द साइंस ऑफ मेटलर्जी. वो ओर जो रहता है, मेटल ओर रहता है, उसमें से एक्सट्रैक्ट करके एट वेरी हाई हीट, वेरी हाई प्रेशर, दैट मेटल इज एक्सट्रैक्टेड. Metallurgy existed at the time of Krishna and he has been taught it means uske bahut pehle, when it's been around forever. But the Vedas have been there forever. This knowledge is there in the Vedas. He was taught one of the arts, right? And finally, of course, the Vedas, Vedesh Sarver Aham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham. The whole purpose of Vedas ultimately is so that we can be enlightened, that all these things that we are teaching you, they are all on material platform. Rise above it and get out of cycle of birth and death. So, everything is contained in these Vedas. But now one may ask, ki itna sara jo information hai, hume kaise pata chalega? How we will, because the aam aadmi, the common person, doesn't understand Sanskrit. Even the extraordinary person doesn't understand Sanskrit today, because it is like what the, you know, the few days back on WhatsApp University, you know, there was one message that was circulating about the fact that if a census person comes to your house and they ask which languages you know, please mention Sanskrit. Anyone seen that? Right? So, you know, please mention Sanskrit. Why? Because otherwise it will be declared as a dying language and it will, matlab, usko koi funding nahi milega. So people don't understand Sanskrit. And therefore, this knowledge, you know, where, how do you get access to it? You know, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, many of these books have been translated now into English, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, Uriya, everything. You know, so much knowledge is available. But earlier it was not there. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, the intelligent men, generally known as the Brahmanas, they took up the different branches of Vedic knowledge and they guided society with it. So, because kya hai ki koi ek vyakti ko usme jaake kuch se padhna is not possible. Even today, okay, so anyone over here who is in engineering, computer science, chartered accountant, anyone over here, commerce, arts, science, many, right, are different fields. So you imagine, if suppose I say computer science, aajkal sabko computer science mein jana hota hai, right? Engineers ko sabko computer science karna hai. Abhi computer science, there must be some standard textbooks. Wo textbook padke koi engineer bana hai kya aaj tak? Sirf textbook padke. Very rare, right? You have to be genius. You have to be really gifted by the Lord. You need someone to teach. Who is that person who is teaching? Who has himself learnt or herself learnt from another teacher and has practiced and therefore is able to teach, right? We all know how difficult it is to learn from a person who has only learnt but never practiced. Right? Hum sabko malum hai ki jisne kabhi practice hi nahi kiya hai, unse seekhna bada kathin hota hai. But if you have practiced, you can learn better from that person because they give, you know, practical examples. Arre, aise nahi karne ka, don't do this, you do this, it'll all crash. Barabar nahi chalega. So we need someone who has practiced. So these Brahmanas, they were the people who would pick up one branch. Either they would be having expertise across all, or as it is described here, certain Vipra, who were expert in one. They were good in all, but they were expert in one. Won't they a jack of all trades, master of nahi the wo log. They were jack of all trades and master of one. You know, so like that they would do. So, it is described that the specific intelligent class of men, who were devoted particularly to the knowledge of Vedas, were called the Vipras, or the graduates of Vedic knowledge. Matlab, Vedas mein graduate kiya hai. Ye koi sadharan baat nahi hai. It is not an ordinary thing, right? We feel that, arey kya, kya hoga usme? No, we just discussed 64 branches of knowledge. Arey baba, wo sikhne ke liye bhi koi ek level chahiye, right? So they were like that. And Prabhupada says, that these Vipras, okay, and he distinguishes between what is Vipra and what is Brahmana. I'll come to that. They were expert in what is called Karma Kand. Karma Kand matlab kya? What are the things that are needed to meet your material necessities, to fulfill the material necessities of life, whatever is needed. That is what was taught by the Vipras. Whereas the Brahmanas, which is a slightly, you know, different category of Brahmanas. So one is the Vipras. Brahmanas were called Vipras and there are some who are just called Brahmanas. These people, they were expert in spiritual knowledge of transcendence. Transcendence means what? Transcend means to rise above. If we are only stuck in the material world, we are only thinking about this education, entertainment and enrichment. Apna life ka sirf yehi. If this is the only purpose of our life, I want to become educated, I want to become enriched, and I want to be entertained. If that is all the purpose of our life is, we will never rise to the point of enlightenment and, you know, emancipation, liberation. We'll never get to that point. So they would educate on how to transcend, rise above these things. Being in the material world, how to, you know, be in the world but not of the world, like that. They would educate. Now the interesting point that is mentioned, that's the first main point I just wanted to spend a few minutes, that these vipras were richly maintained by the king. We heard the word sumptuously maintained. Sumptuous, in what context we use sumptuous? Khane ke maamle, sumptuous meal. Matlab, agar khali ek roti, ek sabji, matlab, kuch achha laga, lekin, you know, uske saath dal hota, uske saath kuch pakoda hota, uske saath kuch chutney bhi hoti, chhas bhi hota, do teen sweet bhi hote, to usse kehte hain sumptuous, right? So here that word is being used, that the king was maintaining the vipras sumptuously, right? Very richly they were maintained. Meaning what? They never felt the need. Unko aisi kabhi jururat padi hi nahi ki mujhe, you know, arre yaar, you know, kuch I have to struggle. The vipras, and therefore because they were so well maintained, they were expert in this. And they were so well maintained, therefore they never felt the need to beg. They never, you know, so they would freely offer this service. They would be giving astrology service for free. So Prabhupada mentions in some of his purports, he says that it was very nice that you are connected with one Brahmana. That same Brahmana would be astrologer. At that time, koi ghar mein abhi shadi ho rahi hai, to astrologer. बच्चा पैदा हो नहीं रहा है तो एस्ट्रोलॉजर, बच्चा पैदा हो गया तो एस्ट्रोलॉजर, बच्चा बड़ा हो गया कुछ कर नहीं रहा है तो एस्ट्रोलॉजर, बहुत ज्यादा कर रहा है तो आगे क्या होगा वो भी एस्ट्रोलॉजर. सो एस्ट्रोलॉजर वुड बी देयर इन ऑल स्टेजेस ऑफ लाइफ. सेम पर्सन वुड ऑल्सो फंक्शन एज प्रीस्ट. सो फॉर ऑल द डिफरेंट, यू नो, संस्कार विच आर देयर, गर्भाधान संस्कार गोइंग ऑल द वे अप टू अंत्येष्टि, ऑल द डिफरेंट संस्कार दैट आर देयर वुड बी परफॉर्म बाय द फैमिली प्रीस्ट. सेम पर्सन. Same person would also be like teacher. He would also teach. So, and also Prabhupada also mentions, same person would also be physician. So even Ayurveda, even the knowledge of Ayurveda would be there with these people. So they would, matlab, ghar pe baithe baithe, ek vyakti aapko sab kuch de raha hai. And he is not charging you anything. Can you imagine? आज के तारे में कोई डॉक्टर के पास जाएंगे, जाने के लिए डर लगता है पहले ही. यू नो, पीपल हेजिटेट टू गो टू डॉक्टर नाउ डेज. आई होप देर आर नॉट टू मेनी डॉक्टर्स हियर. आई नो वन डॉक्टर इज ट्रांसलेटिंग डाउनस्टेयर्स, बट ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिम. बट पीपल हेजिटेट टू गो टू डॉक्टर्स नाउ बिकॉज जाएगा तो पहला तो ऐसा हमको ऐसा स्माइल करने के लिए ₹1000 देना पड़ेगा. ऐसे मिलेगा बोला तो कैसे हो प्रभु, हाउ आर यू, यू नो, एंड यू नो यू लाइक फाइन एंड ₹1000 पुअरर ऑलरेडी, यू नो, अभी पता नहीं क्या टेस्ट करने को मिलेगा, क्या दवाई लिख के देगा, क्या मालूम, राइट? इमेजिन डॉक्टर कम्स टू योर हाउस एंड ही इज फ्री, डजंट चार्ज यू एनीथिंग, राइट? सेम पर्सन डज ऑल द यज्ञस दैट यू नीड. यू प्रोवाइड सामग्री, यू विल डू एवरीथिंग. नो मनी, नो दक्षिणा, नथिंग. यू वॉन्ट टू गिव, यू गिव, योर विश, बट ही डजंट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग. What a high class of brahmanas these must be. Just imagine. Because they are not dependent on anybody. They are depending on Supreme Lord. They are not even dependent on the king. While the king is giving, see, this is the Vedic society. This is the grace and the amazing arrangement of Vedic society, that the king would provide for the brahmanas. But the brahmanas did not depend. And because they did not depend on the king, they could tell the truth. See, if you are depending ki yaar jis pet jis thali mein khaya usi thali mein chhed kaise karu, you know, how I can tell anything to this person? No, they would speak the truth because they were fearless. They are depending on Krishna. They are not depending on the kings. You know, they know that ultimately maintainer is Krishna. You know, in one of the purports of Srila Prabhupada, in one of the future cantos, there's a beautiful statement. I don't remember the exact words, but it says that your maintenance does not come from your earning. We feel, मैं जो पैसे कमा रहा हूं, मेहनत करके मैं जो पैसे कमा रहा हूं उसी से मेरा गुजारा हो जाता है, right? That's what we feel. But no, the source of our earning is not the source of our maintenance. It is the Supreme Lord who is our maintainer. Because we know that there are many people who earn good money, but they can't enjoy, they can't eat. Because they are sick, digestion nahi hai, kha nahi sakte. I'll tell one story, I'll not name, but I'll just tell one story. One very, very rich industrialist, extremely powerful rich industrialist, okay. Now this person, someone who, one of our devotees, their family friend knew this person. So he had gone to meet him. And it was around lunchtime. Right? It was around lunchtime. So he went to meet, and at that time when he went to meet, that person told him, aja, 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 very good, very good, aja, aja. Yeah, so this person said, aha, came. He said, ek kaam kar, mera dabba hai na, wo tu kha le. He gave him his dabba, and he told his, you know, his office people, mere liye achha achha sab dosa, aisa cheese dosa wagera, jo bhi hai, leke aao, achha wala cheese leke aao. And he told him, you eat this dabba. Why? Because that dabba was like very simple, satvik food jo ghar se aaya tha. Usko wo nahi khana tha. He wanted to eat the rich food. So he made this person eat that food. Right? So, you have to understand that, you know, ye aise hota hai. This is how life is. That we may feel that I am very rich, I'll do what I like. But sometimes, you know, wife prevails. She said, no, tumhe ye khana hai. So, like that. So, they were not dependent on the king. The king would support them, but they were not dependent. They would guide the king. They would guide the Vaishyas. They would guide the Shudras that how to live your life. They would teach. That's it. And because they were teaching so nicely, out of gratitude, you know, the Vaishyas would give, they would give some, you know, a dakshina. The Shudras would give some dakshina. The king would give dakshina. So that they are profusely maintained and they don't have to depend on anyone. This was the system. Unfortunately, what happened? Because the Brahmanas at some point, they got corrupted. Kings lost faith in the Brahmanas. They stopped maintaining them. Then they looked towards the Vaishyas. Vaishyas also didn't maintain them. So then the Brahmanas were left with nothing. Who will maintain them? So then they got into professions. Or they made what they are doing into a profession. Right? So now you go to astrologer. Of course, still in astrology, still there is like an unwritten rule that they have in that community that they don't take money. They don't say, I'll charge you 500 rupees or 1000 rupees or 2000 rupees. You come and give me your horoscope. They say, whatever you want to give, you give. If you don't want to give, that's also alright. It's like an unwritten rule. But you know that there are so many challenges. So, these people, even if they were not maintained in those days, even if they were not maintained, they would not take up any occupation. A Brahmana would never say that, acha chalo yaar, kuch jam nahi raha, chalo yaar, computer science sikhte hain. No, he would beg. He would go door to door with asking for bhiksha. If someone gives, good. Today nobody gave, I'll be hungry. Not just I, my family also will be hungry. Because they were not in the habit, like today how we hold. Hum log sab aisa stock karke rakhte hain. You know, D-Mart mein sasta mil raha hai, chalo 5 kilo le lo. Nahin, they would not. They would live by the day. Jo aaj Bhagwan ne diya, bas usi mein guzara. If God, Lord has given in abundance, very good. With that little bit we will procure and we will buy. That is how they used to live. If they didn't get, they would beg for their sustenance. Or they would just continue to serve, and at some point, if the person who's receiving the teaching, who's receiving the service, felt inspired to give dakshina, they would give. They didn't give, they didn't give. Right? We see the story of Dronacharya, how poor he was. The greatest teacher of martial arts in the history of humanity, he was living like a beggar. Right, his son, he wanted to give him milk, but he couldn't even afford to give him milk. He didn't even have a cow to give milk. So poor. That person then becomes a pivotal figure in the entire Mahabharata going forward. Right? So imagine what expertise he had, but still because koi grahak nahi hai uska, so he had to live like that. Right? So this is the situation. But you know, so therefore this Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's purports. You have to understand, it teaches a way of running society. Society kaise chalna chahiye, isse hum log seekh sakte hain. We are actually very far removed from all this today. Today if you see, there is no concept of Brahmana, you know, Kshatriya, Vaishya. It's like, sab mishrit hai, mishra, we're all mishra. Right? We're all mixed today. But yeah, you know, it was very beautiful. And the contribution of the state, meaning the king or whatever, in education is very important. We have ignored it for far too long, right? But you have to understand that, you know, the teachers, you know, and the astrologers, the teachers today, if you see, the most poorly paid profession is teachers, school teachers. You know, I can very honestly, if I put my hand on my heart and say, I am what I am today because of my school teachers. Not so much because of what I learnt in engineering or MBA. That got me a job, but what I use in my job is what I learnt in school. The ability to speak came in school. So, you know, and those teachers are paid a pittance. Nothing they get. So teaching today is social service. Someone realized it. That's why they made Baijus and they made this and that and so many, because they are saying that you can make money here. Because those who feel that, you know, I want to educate, I want better quality education, I'll pay for it. So now people are fully milking it. But still, the school teachers, the college teachers, university teachers, pure social service. Because they're not paid. You look at the astrologers, look at the priests. Jo temples mein, hum log, sometimes when you go to temples, we get annoyed. When someone keeps coming to you, are kuch daan do na, kuch daan do na, kuch puja karao na, puja karao na. Why they're coming? Because no one is maintaining them. The government, instead of maintaining temples today, what is the government doing? It is living off temples. It is taking money from temples. Right? Many states it is like that. Very unfortunate, right? So, because such a state of affairs is there, they don't know when their next meal is going to come from, and they know that purane jamane ka shraddha to hai nahi bhai. You know, pehle kaise har in each stage of life people would go to the priest and get some, you know, vidhi done and they would give something. Today nothing. Khali birth ke liye thoda kuch astrologer ko consult kiya, fir anteshti direct, chalo Hare Krishna. Direct anteshti mein aake kuch mantra bolke jao. That is what the state of our society has become today. No one cares. So therefore, they are so poorly paid, and that is why the society is in the shambles which it is today. Because the people who shape humanity, teachers, are poorly paid. They don't know ki bhai kaisa guzara hoga. So therefore, you know, the people, you imagine those who are shaping the children from their childhood, if they are frustrated, what impact they can create on the children. Still they are doing it, that is, you have to really appreciate that what teachers are doing. Right? So therefore, you know, one of the things for us to think about is that as, you know, as those who are giving us this knowledge, right, they are actually Brahmanas. Though we may not see them that way, sometimes, you know, children get very irritated with their teachers, right? But we have to understand they are Brahmanas, they are truly Brahmanas, because they are not being reimbursed much. But they are giving us knowledge which is going to be the foundation for our life. The jeevan ka neev banne wala hai wo, right? So this is one aspect I wanted to discuss. The other aspect is about astrology itself. Okay, so this is a very fascinating thing, astrology. If you see, our shastra is full of examples of astrologers. Bar bar ke. So you may feel ki astrology kya hai, you know, like, you know, I was talking to one devotee downstairs. Yes, I mean, controversial topic, astrology, you know, because devotees are always not very sure ki astrologer ke paas jaane ka ki nahi jaane ka. Or shall I just accept what Krishna has given to me? So we'll try and touch upon some of these things in our discussion, remaining time. So it's so many examples of astrology, right? Like this is one example over here in this particular section we are reading. How the astrologers come and they predict ki this person will be having qualities like, you know, like you, like Brahma, like Shiva, like so many different examples are given that, you know, how this person will be very magnanimous, he'll be very compassionate, he'll be very this, very that. They give so many. So this is one example. Then there is examples, many more are there, like Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj was an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. When he appeared, when he just appeared, he appeared already in full, you know, grown up form. when he appeared, the astrologers started predicting that you will do this, you are so great, you are maintainer of the earth, you are this, you are that. And he says, I have still not done anything yet. Abhi se aap log itna glorify mat karo. But that is what. See, these astrologers are able to see what the person will do. In one sense, when you say someone is blessed, right? We keep hearing in the Bhagavatam, in the Puranas, about somebody giving blessing. That you will be blessed with so much, you'll get this. Or we hear about curse. Curse to bahut jyada suna hai sabne, right? That someone got cursed. You shall die in 7 days. This will happen to you, that will happen to you. These are also like astrological predictions only. Why? Because you have done something. You have done something which deserves punishment. And that punishment is going to come. They are just predicting ye punishment aane wala hai. The curse is also like an astrological prediction only. So, we see Prithu Maharaj. We see Garga Muni. At the birth of Krishna, when Krishna was born and he was transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai, there also Garga Muni comes and he makes predictions. He talks about the Lord. He says what he was in previous 3 incarnations, what he came and now he's come. So, he gives a detailed explanation about Krishna. Garga Muni, astrologer. Then we say in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when Lord Chaitanya came, his grandfather, I think maternal grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti. Nilambar Chakravarti was also an astrologer. He also comes and he also makes predictions about the Lord. He says, this child, Nimai, he will also be known as Vishvambhar. And so many different things he speaks about the Lord. Later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another astrologer, when he's little grown up, one astrologer comes to meet him. And, that time he is still not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is still Nimai Pandit. So he asked the astrologer, tell me what was I in my last life? And the astrologer, with great, he says, yes, show me your horoscope. And he sees the horoscope, his eyes become bigger and bigger. Right? He's saying, ye kya hai? What is this, Because he's bamboozled by seeing what he sees. Because he sees that this is not an ordinary just Brahman who is, staying in Navadvip Mayapur. This is supreme. He says that you were supreme lord in your previous life. In your supreme lord now also. And he pays obeisances to him, right? So like that it is there. Then we see even, Prabhupada refers in many places. Okay, so if you go through folio, there are some 450 references to astrology in folio. So many of Prabhupada's books, astrology is mentioned. Okay, so Prabhupada mentions the story of Sanatan Goswami when he was running away from Nawab Hussain Shah to meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he is going, on the way he was staying in that, shelter for a night and he had a servant with him. That servant had certain gold coins with him. Now that owner of that place where they were staying, he was being extra sweet to Sanatan Goswami. Kuch jyada hi matlab prem se unke saath baat kar rahe the. So, Sanatan Goswami suspected something wrong. Koi itna jyada prem se kyun baat kar rahe hai, right? As they say, if something is too good to be true, it is too good to be true. It's not true. Basically, koi bahut jyada hi zarurat se jyada sweetness dikha raha hai, toh aapko sochna chahiye, kuch toh gadbad hai, right? So, Sanatan Goswami, he asked his servant that are you carrying any gold? Like Sanatan Goswami had given away all the gold to get away from the jail. But this servant had kept, He said, yeah, I have 7 gold coins. So he said, just give it to this person. And that person says that, I had consulted an astrologer and he told me that, one sadhu is going to come. Sadhu Baba is going to come to stay and he has gold with him. So if you had not given me this gold, I was planning to kill you and take the gold. So Prabhupada makes the point that even these rogues, like this, believed in astrology and had access to astrology. Not so far back, 500 years back. Right? So there also we see astrology. Prabhupada himself quotes, he said that about me when I was born, when Prabhupada was born, he says that an astrologer had predicted, in his mother's house an astrologer had come and predicted that this person will have many followers. And he will cross the ocean at the age of 70. And that's what happened, right? At the age of 70, Prabhupada crossed the seven oceans and went to the United States, and there he started this ISKCON movement. So Prabhupada also makes the point that this, astrology is a science. It is a science. We may not know it, or the astrologers we are in touch with, unfortunately, may not know the science very well. But that doesn't make the science wrong. So, Prabhupada also quotes in many places, like he says in 10.8.5, he says that it is the duty of a father, right? This is in that connection with Garga Muni, that episode. He says it is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Allow it to sink in for a moment, right? Prabhupada is saying that it is a duty of a father to understand. Don't think, hum to Vaishnava, we don't believe in all this. It's okay. Your Param Vaishnava is telling you, it's all right, you can do this. Whenever a child is born, this is one of the things, Jataka Karma, So this Jata Karma, Ja means to be born. So at the time of birth, there is a certain karma to be done. That Jataka has to be created, that horoscope has to be made. Prabhupada said, from that horoscope, one could determine whether this person is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Because according to the horoscope, one would be able to determine ki ye vyakti. Matlab, you may be born in family of anything, but if you have those qualities, you are a Brahmana. Guna karma vibhagashah. Right? Chaturvarnam maya shrishtam. Guna karma vibhagashah. Krishna says that these varnas are created by me and divided based on guna and karma. So based on what guna you have inherited from previous life and what karma you are going to be doing, you are Brahman. So from the horoscope, it is possible to determine ki ye vyakti kon hai. Isn't it amazing? Then, he says, even for fixing marriages, he says that it is important that, a person of a particular varna ideally gets married to a person in the same varna. He says that a man should get married to a girl of the same varna, not lower varna. Reverse is all right. Reverse is all right. A higher varna woman can get married to a lower varna man, but not the other way around. Shouldn't happen. So anyway, I will not get into those details, but Prabhupada talks about using astrology even to fix marriages. He says that in the previous days, people would take horoscopes and they would match. That gun milke aare hai kya? Gun milke aare ka kya matlab hai? That their qualities are complementary. They are supporting each other. Otherwise, if one is, different, particular mentality, other is different mentality, then wo bolte na 36 ka akda. ये हम लोग 36 का आंकड़ा बोलते हैं ना ये 36 का आंकड़ा क्या है ये यही है दैट दिस 36 क्वालिटीज दैट आर देयर इन ईच पर्सन दोस 36 क्वालिटीज आर नॉट मैचिंग बिटवीन हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ दे विल बी एट कॉन्फ्लिक्ट फॉर अ लॉन्ग पीरियड दे विल कीप फाइटिंग टिल दे गेट टायर्ड ऑफ फाइटिंग राइट देन दे से जाने दो अभी जो भी है अभी क्या है they get tired and they move on in life till then they keep fighting so this is what Prabhupada is saying. So even this astrology, study science of astrology, what is this? If you can just think for a moment, what is astrology? It is a science which is again something given by the mercy of the Lord. So kahan se aaya hai? You imagine, right, that if someone just by looking at the time of birth, ki so-and-so Prabhu is born on 26th February at 9:20 a.m. on so-and-so year. Bas itna information diya. Bas. And wo aapka pura kundali padke patata hai. Have we experienced? Even the not-so-good astrologers are able to tell you at least what happened in your past. They may not be able to tell you your future very well, but past they are able to tell. Jadu hai kya? Are they mind readers? No. It's a science. And this is another one of Krishna's unlimited mercy upon his children. Ki, acha, tumko pata karna hai, tumhara, kyun, why you are suffering? One of the questions we eternally ask, no? Even in JOSD we ask, why am I suffering? Why you are suffering? बेटा काम ही ऐसे किए हैं पिछले जन्म में, हाँ इतने तुमने अच्छे अच्छे कार्य किए हैं, बस उसका अभी भुगतो, राइट। एंड दैट हॉरोस्कोप गिव्स द फुल चिट्ठा, यू नो, कि भाई क्यों तुम ऐसे हो, व्हाई यू आर लाइक दिस, राइट। इट इज वेरी वेरी साइंटिफिक। एंड थ्रू दिस मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड बाय एस्ट्रोलॉजी वी कैन डिटरमाइन व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन आवर लाइफ एंड इवन व्हाट इज लाइकली टू हैपन। It's quite amazing, quite esoteric, you know, in one sense. So, in the astrological science, the expert, what does he do? The expert astrologer who's been trained, they learn how to see the various signs, right, in a person, in the chart, jiska jo astrological chart hota hai. Chart is very standard. See, it's like a formula, you know. It's like a formula. It is, that's why it is science, because it is not that सो एंड सो पर्सन फील्स ऐसा होना चाहिए, सो एंड सो पर्सन फील्स ऐसा, नहीं, ऐसा ही है। यू आर बॉर्न एट दिस टाइम दिस इज वेयर द सन वॉज, दिस इज वेयर द मून वॉज, दिस इज वेयर द डिफरेंट नक्षत्र वॉज, बेस्ड ऑन दैट तुम्हारा ये चार्ट बन गया। वो चार्ट तुम्हारा अभी वो ये जिंदगी के लिए यही चार्ट है। इफ यू कंसल्ट 500 एस्ट्रोलॉजर्स, दे विल गिव यू द सेम चार्ट, सेम, नथिंग चेंजेस। सो इट्स अ साइंस। साइंस मीन्स समथिंग विच you do it again and again, it behaves in the same way, it is science. So it's a science, right? So they see the chart and in the chart unko dikhta hai, they are trained to see ki kya hai, you know. So my wife is learning now a little bit astrology, so she gave me a little bit of, you know, tidbits about what is this thing. So I'll just read out, right? It's very technical, but you know, it's very interesting also. There are 12 houses, ghar, right? 12 houses are there. And each house represents a different aspect of your personality and your life. Okay, thoda technical hai, but main just fatafat bhagata hu isko. Right, that each house represents a specific aspect of your personality, your life, how much enjoyment, suffering, what kind of life you lead, that is determined by these different houses. For example, the first house represents your physical personality, right? तुम कैसे body वाले रहोगे, you know? कैसे body वाले रहोगे, कैसे तुम, you know, लंबे होगे, short होगे, you'll be beautiful, you'll be ugly. This is determined by the first house, your physical personality, your external behavior, how you will interact with people, how you are able. There are people who are able to interact with people, and there are people who are not, right? Some people who prefer, they look down. The moment someone looks at them, teacher class mein unki taraf dekhte, to log niche dekhte. And it's not always that unko answer pata nahi hai. Unko answer dena bhi pasand nahi hai. You know, haath upar karke unko wo nahi. That's their nature, right? So external behavior, thought process. So physical appearance, external behavior, and thought process determined by the first house. Second house determines family. What kind of family you will have. You know, it's so important. We are what we are because of our families. Right? Because if your parents are a particular way, they shape you whether you like it or not. Because we are like mold as children. Parents give shape to that mold. That family is determined by this house. Second house. Communication. Wealth. Right, everyone wants to know wealth. So second house about wealth. So and so on so forth. There are 12 houses like that. And then there are 12 zodiac signs. Yes, sab log jante hain. Mesh, Vrishabh, Mithun, Karka, vagera, vagera, alag alag. 12 zodiac signs there. And then, okay, this is the last technical bit I'll tell you and then I'll stop. And there are 7 planets. There are 7 planets. And then there is Rahu and Ketu. And 27 nakshatra. Chakkar aa gaya sabko? Huh? मतलब कितना है, 12 हाउस है, 12 जोडियाक साइंस है, 27 नक्षत्र है, 7 प्लैनेट है और उसके ऊपर 2 नोड्स है, राहु और केतु। इन सब का जो इंटरैक्शन है इन दीज हाउसेस, सो डिपेंडिंग ऑन द पोजिशन ऑफ दीज डिफरेंट प्लैनेट्स एंड नोड्स एंड नक्षत्रास एट द टाइम ऑफ योर बर्थ, वो किस घर में थे, उसके बेसिस पे आपका
future decide ho gaya. It's quite amazing, right? So you just imagine. So the interaction between the positions of these planets, nakshatras, and everything, they govern all aspects of your life. Now you may say, "Arey, Prabhuji, humne to suna hai ki our life is governed by karma and everything. So ye kahan se aaya? Iska kya connection hai?" We will try and discuss, okay? And I hope I don't go wrong. If there are any astrologers over here, main pehle se hi maafi mangta. I am not an astrologer, right? I am just trying to present a few thoughts which hopefully will help us to understand. This horoscope was also, you know, suggested for giving the name of a child. You know, like right now in this section, we are reading about these Jataka, right? That these people who are assembled, they were giving the name also. They said that this person will be known as Vishnurat. Vishnurat means what? The one who was saved by Vishnu, was protected by Vishnu. He'll be known as Vishnurat. So like that, they are also giving names. So in horoscope, for example, there is a way to discover the first letter. Ki ye vyakti jo hai, is born at so and so time in these positions of the various, you know, planets and everything. Based on that, this letter will be beneficial to them. Bolte hai na? Aap sabne suna hoga ye. So if you give name as per that letter, wo sab align ho jata hai. Aapne kuch aajkal kya fashion hai? Name starting with A. A. Adya, Avya, Avishkar, vagaira vagaira. Sab log A se hi naam dete hain. There is no respect given to the fact that your name has to, you know, align with what you are born with. Now, you may say that, "I don't believe in this." Doesn't matter. You don't believe, that's all right. "I don't believe in gravity." But try throwing something up, it will fall down. You don't believe, that doesn't mean it will not work. No. Gravity will work no matter what you do, because it's a law, it is science. Astrology is also like that. Unfortunately, because hame astrology nahi aata, ya hamare astrologer ko bhi barabar se nahi aata, that doesn't mean astrology is wrong, na? So it is like that. So now, depending on the expertise that the astrologer has got in understanding all these interactions, 12 houses, different sun signs, the planets and this and that, nakshatra, iska jo interaction samajh ke, based on their expertise of these and their interactions and their intuition. What is intuition? Intuition means, kahin to wo log aankh band karte hain, they look at what they are seeing, jo dikh raha hai wo log ko dikh raha hai. Phir wo log intuition, intuition kya hai? Intuition is connection with Gopinath, right? Intuition is connection with the Lord. They connect with whoever is their Ishta Devata, and from that they are able to tell you ki what is your, you know, the best astrologers are like that. They don't just depend on the chart. They also use their intuition. They are able to predict exactly what is going to happen in a person's life and when. They're able to tell. You know, it is like this. Like a person, abhi main aapko udharan kaise doon? It's like, you know, aap log sab, everyone knows SL World. Haan bolne ko bhai jata nahi. Haan, SL World malum hai, sabko pata hai. So SL World, if you go to SL World mein kya hai? A person who is going there for first time, pehli baar koi ja raha hai, bachcha ya adult, jo bhi gaya hai wahan pe. When they go to SL World, they are thinking that it's going to be an exciting, maja aayega, maja karenge aaj. So they go to SL World, abhi wo jaake pehle wo jo roller coaster hai, usme jaake baith jata hai, right? Abhi usko kuch malum nahi hai ki abhi kya hone wala hai. They have no idea, right? But someone who is watching from a distance, jo lambe se dekh raha hai, aur jise pata hai ki ye roller coaster hai, they know that this is roller coaster. First it is going to go for a long time, just straight up jayega, ekdam aram se upar jayega. Aur phir jo aisa upar, niche, upar, niche chalu hoega, usme matlab jaan nikal jayegi. Aur uske baad jaake end mein phaja karke pani mein jayega, aur phir pani se nikal ke pura bhigo ke bahar nikalega. So this is the end of the ride, right? So this person who's seeing from far away, he can see or she can see that this is what the ride is going to be like. Person who is sitting in the ride doesn't know, right? So same way, astrologer is also like that. astrologer is able to see by looking at your roller coaster of life. आपका लाइफ का रोलर कोस्टर उसको वो हॉरोस्कोप में दिख जाता है. वो देख के उसको तुरंत समझ जाता है कि इसका ना शुरू में बहुत अच्छा एकदम स्टडी ऊपर जाएगा, एकदम मस्त एजुकेशन होगा, अच्छे कॉलेज से होगा, फिर अच्छे इंजीनियर बनेगा, एमबीए बनेगा, चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंट बनेगी, ये बनेगी, जो भी है राइट. उसको दिखेगा कि ऐसा ऊपर जा रहा है एंड देन फिर जो एक बार नीचे गिरना चालू हुआ एकदम पूरा नीचे जाके फिर वापस थोड़ा ऊपर के फिर और नीचे जाके फिर और थोड़ा ऊपर, उसको सब दिख रहा है वो एक्सपर्ट एस्ट्रोलॉजर. ही कैन सी दैट यू नो हाउ द डिफरेंट प्लैनेट्स आर इंटरैक्टिंग एंड एबल टू टेल यू देयर विल बी लॉट्स ऑफ अप्स एंड डाउन्स इन योर लाइफ एंड एट द एंड ऑफ इट यू विल गेट वन नाइस कूलिंग फीलिंग. भाज करके पानी में जाओगे, वो आपका अच्छा पीरियड रहेगा व्हेन यू केम इन टच विद द डिवोटीज ऑफ श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल. हरि बोल राइट. सो वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड, इससे हम लोग समझ सकते हैं, एस्ट्रोलॉजर मे बी एबल टू प्रेडिक्ट व्हाट योर लाइफ इज इफ दे आर एबल टू रीड दैट रोलर कोस्टर प्रॉपरली, अदरवाइज इट्स अ स्ट्रगल. जस्ट लाइक यू नो सी अ डॉक्टर ऑल्सो राइट, व्हेन अ डॉक्टर When you meet a doctor, कोई डॉक्टर से मिलते हैं, अरे डॉक्टर को क्या वो कोई ज्योतिष नहीं है राइट. कभी कभी डॉक्टर लोग डायलॉग मारते हैं ना, डॉक्टर को कोई आके पूछता है कि डॉक्टर साहब मैं कब तक जिंदा रहूंगा, बोलते हैं मैं ज्योतिष नहीं हूं राइट. बट स्टिल द डॉक्टर इज एबल टू प्रेडिक्ट, दे हेजिटेट टू टेल यू, दे हेजिटेट टू टेल यू राइट. When my mother was having cancer, she was in her terminal stages, stage 4. So at one point she stopped all the treatment. She said, "Bas ho gaya abhi, no more chemo, radiation, sab bon." She prepared that, okay, now abhi to jaane ka samay aa gaya. So at that time, this was around September 2013. You know, His Grace Vishwarup Prabhu. You know, we had got in touch with them, with Bhaktivedanta Hospital, palliative care. You know, for the last few months. So we had asked him, "Ki how much time does she have?" And my mother was like looking really nice, you know, healthy, achhi lag rahi thi wo. And we asked, how much time does she have? He said, 3-4 months. Like, 3-4 months? Mujhe toh believe nahi hua. I didn't believe. Kaise ho sakta 3-4 months? She's looking like quite good. Matlab, aisa kuch unka, aisa symptoms nahi tha ki aisa abhi jane wali hai. Aisa kuch bhi nahi tha. No major pain. Nothing. She was fine. He said, 3-4 months. She died in 4 months. So, even a doctor, see, when they see different symptoms, they're trained for this. उनको सिखाया गया है कि आपको ये सिम्टम दिख रहा है मतलब डिक्लाइन हैज स्टार्टेड, आपको ये सिम्टम दिख रहा है मतलब अभी ज्यादा समय नहीं है, ये सिम्टम दिख रहा है मतलब कुछ दिनों की बात, अपने रिश्तेदारों को बुला लो राइट. नो रियली आई मीन जोक्स अपार्ट, दिस इज व्हाट वी सी राइट. डॉक्टर्स दे गिव इन्फॉर्मेशन इन इंस्टॉलमेंट्स, वो एक शॉट में नहीं बोलता है जाओ फैमिली वालों को बुला लो. इफ दे सी दैट अभी इनका रियली लास्ट स्टेज है, ट्रेन उनको दिखता है वो सिम्टम वैसे ही. सो यू नो एंड बेस्ड ऑन वॉट सिम्टम्स दे सी दे आर एबल टू प्रेडिक्ट वॉट इज गोइंग टू हैपन नेक्स्ट एंड देन दिल गिव यू सम मेडिकेशन, दिल गिव यू सम मेडिकेशन कि आप ये दवाई लो, ये लो, वो लो, ये करने से आप ठीक हो जाओगे, ये करने से नहीं ठीक हो गए, दे गिव यू सम मेडिकेशन राइट. बट स्टिल At one point, what do they say? इन्हें अभी दवाओं की नहीं दुआओं की. क्यों? बिकॉज हमारा तो सिलेबस खत्म हो गया, अपने सिलेबस में जितना अपने को सिखाया था वो तो हमने सब कर लिया, अभी तो मुरली वाले के हाथ में है, वी कांट डू एनीथिंग राइट. सो इफ नो मैटर हाउ गुड योर डॉक्टर इज, नो मैटर वॉट ट्रीटमेंट दे आर गिविंग अस, इफ प्रकृति डज नॉट कोऑपरेट, मटेरियल नेचर, मदर नेचर डज नॉट कोऑपरेट, बॉडी डजेंट हील बिकॉज द लॉर्ड इज नॉट सैंक्शन. इसका ये समय है, इसको जाना है अभी राइट. सो पर्सन डजेंट गेट बेटर एंड डाइस. सो सेम वे एस्ट्रोलॉजी ऑल्सो इज अ साइंस विच इज एबल टू लुक एट द सिम्टम्स बेस्ड ऑन वॉट एवर इज देयर इन द हॉरोस्कोप विच एज आई सेड इज अ फिक्स थिंग बेस्ड ऑन वेन यू आर बॉर्न इट्स फिक्स्ड. Looking at that, the person is able to predict कि क्या होगा इसके जीवन में. But still, finally, Supreme Lord prevails. Right? So as devotees, or at least sadhakas who are trying to be devotees, what can we, how do we look at astrology? So, यू नो बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट वी सी इन आवर हॉरोस्कोप, अपने जो हॉरोस्कोप में हमको जो दिखता है, डेस्टिनी कैन बी प्रेडिक्टेड बाय अ गुड एस्ट्रोलॉजर हु कैन टेल यू कि देखो आपका ऐसा ऐसा होने वाला है, आपका ये बुरा फेज आएगा, अच्छा फेज आएगा, दे कैन गिव यू. सो वी कैन बी प्रिपेयर्ड मेंटली, मेंटली वी आर प्रिपेयर्ड दैट ऐसा ऐसा अपने जीवन में आने वाला है. बट वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड एज डिवोटीज देर इज वेरी लिटिल यू कैन डू टू चेंज इट. इट इज लाइक आप यू नो आपको बताया गया कि 13 तारीख को एक पिक्चर रिलीज होने वाली है, बट आपका उस पिक्चर पे कोई इन्फ्लुएंस नहीं है. You have to just watch, if at all, don't watch, but if at all, you have to just watch it, because that movie is going to play out anyway, whether you accept it or don't accept, that movie is going to play out in your life. So we are just mentally prepared, know that there is very little we can do to change our future based on our destiny. It is like we are born with a, you know, diary rehta hai na, jo hum log har saal, naye saal mein diary kharidte hain. Now imagine, aap ek dukaan mein gaye, aapne ek diary kharida. वो डायरी खरीदा और घर जाके बड़े चाव से उसका प्लास्टिक वास्टिक निकाल के या मेरा नाम वाम लिखूंगा, देखेगा नाम ऑलरेडी लिखा हुआ है, आप ही का नाम है, अरे ये क्या है. एंड देन यू टर्न अ फ्यू पेजेस, देखा हर पेज पे कुछ ना कुछ लिखा हुआ है, ठीक है सेकंड हैंड डायरी दे दिया मेरे को. नहीं, ये आपके जीवन का डायरी है जिसके हर पन्ने पे कुछ लिखा हुआ है कि आज तुम गिर के हाथ टूट जाएगा और नेक्स्ट 3 महीने तुम सफर करोगे, लिखा है ऑलरेडी 13th of January ये होने वाला है. सो इट इज लाइक अ वर्चुअली फील्ड अप डायरी आर लाइफ विच ऑल द पेजेस समथिंग इज रिटन, ऑल द पेजेस. अभी आप बोले कि भरे हुए कैलेंडर में, भरे हुए डायरी में मैं कहां लिखूं, लिखने के लिए जगह ही नहीं है कुछ. सो समटाइम्स वी सी दैट वी आर लिविंग आर लाइफ, वी ट्राई टू चेंज सर्टन थिंग्स. Best of effort we put. You may be the richest person with all access to all astrologer, priests will do this home, that home, sab hai aapke paas. Lekin kuch kar nahi paate. Have you experienced, all of us, right? So this is what it is. Your diary is already filled up, my friend. Filled up, my friend. There's not much you can do. So, what we are doing in the current life is trying to stuff something in a filled up diary. जो ऑलरेडी डायरी भरा हुआ है उसमें आप कुछ डालने का कोशिश कर रहे हो. बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट डिजायर आई हैव डिजायर टू अचीव समथिंग, सो आई ट्राई टू पुट समथिंग इन दैट डायरी विच इज ऑलरेडी फुल एंड देयर समवन हु इज स्माइलिंग. चलो ट्राई कर लो, कोई बात नहीं, ये लाइफ में तो नहीं होगा, राइट. सो लाइक दैट, सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस इज हाउ इट इज, आवर लाइफ यू नो इज लाइक दैट डायरी विच इज फील्ड. नाउ what suffering, what enjoyment is going to come to you is predestined. Prarabdha, wo hone hi wala hai. Aap chahe jo kar lo, hone wala hai. Right? You know, even this body which we get, ye sharir jo hai, ye ek bhelpuri hai. Bhelpuri ka kya matlab hai? Bhelpuri mein ingredient wahi hote hain. Ingredient to wahi hote hain. Wahi kurmura, wahi sev, वही तीखा चटनी, मीठा चटनी, कैरी, आलू, टमाटर, यही तो है, राइट. बट हर भेलपुरी वाले का भेल अलग होता है. सेम भेलपुरी वाले का एक बार भेल का दूसरा भेल, अगर अपना वाइफ के प्लेट में से भेल खाया उसका अलग टेस्ट होता है. क्यों? क्योंकि उन्होंने क्वाइटली बोला है मेरा थोड़ा मीठा बनाओ, हाँ, और किसी और ने, बेटे ने बोला है मेरा तीखा बनाओ, एकदम तीखा बनाओ. एंड भेल वही है, लेकिन किसी का तीखा है, किसी का मीठा है, किसी का मिक्स है. मिक्स बनाओ, एकदम मीडियम बनाओ, राइट. सो आवर बॉडी इज लाइक भेलपुरी. इंग्रेडिएंट्स वही है, बेस्ड ऑन द 3 गुणा, सत्व गुणा, रजो गुणा, तमो गुणा. आवर बॉडी इज अ मिक्सचर ऑफ दीज 3 गुणास, राइट. हाउ इट इज डिटरमाइंड कि किसके बॉडी में सत्व गुणा ज्यादा, किसके बॉडी में रजोगुणा ज्यादा, किसके बॉडी में तमोगुणा ज्यादा, हाउ इज इट डिटरमाइंड? बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट वी हैव डन इन आवर प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम्स, व्हाट चॉइसेस वी मेड, what kind of people we associated with, what gunas we associated with. Our karma we did in goodness, we did in passion, we did in tamogun. Based on that, our next body is being prepared. Right now, what we are doing is, right now we are all sitting here in front of Shri Radha Gopinath. Hamara agla sharir aisa cook ho raha hai. Oh, aisa bartan mein cook ho raha hai. Low gas pe, you know. Ban raha hai wo. So we have to be clear that what choices we make in this life is determining what's going to happen in our next life. Right? It's very scientific. So based on our previous life karma, in the association of different modes, you did your karma and mode of goodness, majority mode of goodness, this life you will be born with a body, a family, a situation which is in mode of goodness. There are some people, no, aap unko kitna bhi hilao, they are very shant, very peaceful. Unko koi farak nahi padta. Ekdam shant. Koi unko ghali bhi the. Koi farak nahi padta. They are very peaceful. They say, feel sorry for you. And that person gets more agitated. Main ghali de raha hun, isko koi farak nahi pad raha hai. Because he is in mode of passion, but the person who is receiving is in mode of goodness. Not affected. Maybe he is agitated, bechara, must be in some trouble. Usi liye gaali de raha hai. Right? So this is mode of goodness. How does it come? Kahan se aa raha hai? Because of associating with people in mode of goodness. That's how we come. Similarly, you know, like some devotees give the example. It's like you bought aapko ek second class train ticket ka, you know, second class dabbe ka ticket mila hai. You got in a train, you got ticket of second class. When you are born with that ticket. Right? Now with that ticket, you can't determine ki mere ird-gird kon baithe rahenge. Ticket liya hai, ye dabba hai, abhi ye dabbe mein jo log aate hai, bhai, mere ko aisa log ke saath baithne ka hai. Not allowed. You can't determine that. Whatever comes in that dabba, you have to accept it. You can't say, nahi, nahi, mere ko abhi first class mein jane ka hai. Nahi. TC bolta hai, first class mein jagah nahi hai. Chal, yahi hi baith abhi. Right? So this is how it works, right? So we don't get to choose our co-passengers. We don't get to choose our experience. We don't get to choose anything. So you have to understand that this is what destiny is like. It's very tight. It's like a diary with all the pages filled up already, right? So this combination of our prarabdha and the gunas, all these come together to become a blueprint. Based on what you are going to, aapke is, ye char pe, ye jo 90 pages hain of January, February, March of 2023, ye jo 90 pages hain aapke diary mein, usme kaun se stars, kaun se planets, kaun se position mein hai, aapke chart ke hisab se, aapko ya to laafe padenge, ya to bahut pyar milega. Right? And there's not much we can do about it. So you have to understand, an astrologer is able to read this. That's what is interesting, right? So the combination of guna karma decides your body and decides your destiny. And the combination of the planets, the houses, the sun signs, they are like indicators which are shining. And the astrologer is able to read. Ye shine ho raha hai, matlab abhi ye hone wala hai. You get it? Do you understand? So, they can predict, they can see. They see it like an equation. You know, those who are mathematicians, they'll understand, who have learned mathematics, they see it as an equation. Ki this plus this equals to this. 2y plus x is equal to 34. Digya. Clear. And, but they don't have the power to change it. They can predict it, they can't exchange it. You know, like a personal example I'll give, mera life mein. I remember early in Krishna consciousness, I had just come. One devotee, again, right, said he reads palms. He looked at my hand and said, "Tu abhi jinda kaise hai?" He said, jokingly bola usne. He said, "Your lifeline is so short." This is 20 years back, 25 years back. He said, "Lifeline is so short, tu jinda kaise hai?" He was also like surprised, you know. Kaisa possible hai? And I had an accident in 1998 at the age of 24. Second chance. I am also like Ajamil only. Second chance. I had a second chance. So, we have to understand that he was able to predict that kuch to yaar, tere paas zyada time nahi hai. But There are also several astrologers who saw my horoscope because my parents had come into bhakti and they saw my horoscope and they told ki tere horoscope mein bhakti likha hi nahi hai. You will not become devotee. They predicted. Three people, not one, three different astrologers, tere chart mein bhakti nahi hai. Nahi hoga tere se. This is a fact, actually abhi bhi nahi hua mere se. But reality is by the grace of my mother, father's prayers, by the grace of the Vaishnavas, by their blessings, here I am. So astrology in one case predicted correctly, another case predicted wrongly. So we can't really say for sure, right? So while we take this science of astrology seriously, we understand it's a science, we take it seriously, but we also understand that through the process of bhakti, through the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Through this process of bhakti, the lines on our hands are changed. Why? Because he starts deciding. Chalo, isko thode extra dete hain laafe. Jo 3 saal baad aane wale the, thoda unko aage aisa advance mein leke aate hain. And sometimes the happiness which was in your he may push it out. Nahin, he's not ready for it. Abhi denge to ekdam wo sense gratification mein chala jayega. Isko thoda baad mein do. Right? So the Lord takes over. Right? Whatever, through the process of bhakti, the lines can change, the influence of the planets can change, the modes that are affecting us will change, our karma will change. Why? They are all controlled by Jagadish. They are all controlled by Parameshwara Krishna. All of them are reporting to him ultimately. Daivi esha gunamai mama maya duratya. The Lord decides. And therefore, everything can be changed by Krishna. And lastly, even the Supreme Lord, see how we can understand. Supreme Lord who says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am knower of past, present and future. He says, I know. Bhavishyani cha bhutani, he knows everything. So that person who is the master of all knowledge, including astrology, that person, he did not predict, Pandavas, your 5 sons are going to be killed by Ashwatthama, jara bacha ke rakho. He did not predict. He did not predict that Ashwatthama ko maar do, varna wo vapas Parikshit pe attack karne wala hai. He didn't predict. He saved Parikshit. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. He saved Parikshit. He didn't save the 5 sons of Pandava. The Lord is inexplicable. We can't understand his plans, right? He allows these circumstances in the lives of devotees. He allows it to happen. Even for his purest and most surrendered of devotees, he gives them this suffering. Why? He gives it because it gives an opportunity to surrender to Krishna. Whether everything is going nicely, kai ka surrender? Ekdam maja chal raha hai. But when everything starts going south, wo roller coaster mein niche ja raha hai aur upar hi nahi aa raha hai. Are kya kab upar kab aayega? Niche hi ja raha hai. Matlab patal mein pahunch gaya abhi tak upar nahi aa raha hai. So that is when we surrender. So the Lord sometimes he creates these circumstances in the life of his devotees as per our karma only. He will not create something. Apna jo karma hai, jo kota mein hai, likha hua hai. As per that, he creates opportunities for us to surrender to him, just like Uttara surrendered. Uttara surrendered, my Lord, please save my child. I don't mind dying, but please save my child who is the Uttaradhikari of the Pandavas. Please save. So while we may use, as to conclude, while we may use astrology to understand what is happening in our lives, or even predict what is likely to happen, we should not take refuge in it. Don't take shelter in it. Take shelter of Shishi Radha Gopinath. Shishi Radha Gopinath will help us to get out of the cycle of guna, karma, astrology, ye sab bandhan se nikalne ka mauka denge to a world where there is no anxiety. Vaikuntha, Shri Goloka Vrindavan. Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Srila Prabhupad ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Any Any questions? You can take one question, one or two questions quickly. Any questions, comments, anybody? Yes, Prabhu. एस्ट्रोलॉजी का सवाल मत पूछना बस
प्रभु जी आपने बोला कि आपने बोला कि मेरा जो नेक्स्ट ईयर का जो ईयर बुक है वो ऑलरेडी फिल्ड है तो मेरे जो एक्शंस हैं वो ऑलरेडी जो अगर फिल्ड हैं तो मेरे नेक्स्ट बर्थ के जो एक्शंस रहेंगे आपने जो वो पॉइंट मीन्स पुट किया है तो वो कैसे चेंज हो रहे क्योंकि एक्शंस ऑलरेडी प्रीडिफाइंड है ना
नहीं एक्शंस प्रीडिफाइंड नहीं है आपका सर्कमस्टेंसेस प्रीडिफाइंड है सो आपके लाइफ में क्या सर्कमस्टेंसेस आएंगे आपको कितना हेल्थ रहेगा आपका कितना वेल्थ रहेगा आपका फैमिली कैसा रहेगा आपका यू नो ये सब चीज इन अ गिवन टाइम आप कैसे सर्कमस्टेंस में रहोगे गरीब रहोगे अमीर रहोगे जो भी है ये प्रीडिफाइंड है सर्कमस्टेंस इज प्रीडिफाइंड हाउ वी रिएक्ट टू दोज सर्कमस्टेंसेस दैट इज अ फंक्शन ऑफ अवर गुणा अभी जैसे कि अगर किसी ने आके आपको ऑफर किया प्रभु सिर्फ आप 2000 रुपए दो आपको मैं इसको 2 करोड़ बना के दे देता हूं राइट किसी ने आपको ऑफर किया अभी आपके पास ये सर्कमस्टेंस आ गया एंड मे बी दैट पर्सन विल एक्चुअली डू ऑल्सो बट अगर आपके डेस्टिनी में नहीं है कि आप इतने आसानी से 2 करोड़ कमाओ 2000 नहीं बोलो चलो अब 20 लाख दो मैं उसको 10 करोड़ करके दे देता हूं 5 साल के अंदर बराबर अभी आपके डेस्टिनी में नहीं है कि आप करोड़पति बनो तो आपके पास वो 20 लाख ही नहीं होंगे जो आप उसको आप देना चाहते हो लेकिन आप दे नहीं पाओगे या फिर आपके पास 20 लाख हैं लेकिन आपके डेस्टिनी में है नहीं कि आप करोड़पति बनोगे तो आप उनको बोलेंगे नहीं नहीं आई डोंट बिलीव मेरे को नहीं करना है बिकॉज आपका गुण वैसा है So, what actions we take are determined by what guna we have acquired from previous life and this life. But what circumstances we are in at any given point of time, that is determined by previous life karma and desires.
And my current action will lead to the next
one. Next, yeah. So, based on a particular circumstance, now there may be a circumstance, Sunday morning hai. Sunday morning mein chala, Sunday to yaar, aaj aaram karne ka din hai. That is a circumstance, the whole world follows this circumstance. But if we choose ki nahin, mujhe to Bhagavatam aana hai. Maine sahi choose kiya, aake Radha Gopinath ka darshan kiya, aaj ye Haryali teach special darshan, you know, this is a darshan, the third day of Shravan Mahina, where very beautifully, you know, because everything is green in Vrindavan at this time. So everything is very beautiful, green, lush green. So वैसे ही आज दर्शन बनाया सो आप आए आपने ये चॉइस किया आपने दर्शन लिया आपने भगवान को अप्रिशिएट किया उनके ब्यूटी को उनके ड्रेस को आपने स्पिरिचुअल प्रोग्रेस कर लिया बिकॉज यू मेड द राइट चॉइस सो आर चॉइसेस डिटरमाइन आर फ्यूचर एंड आर चॉइसेस डिटरमाइन व्हाट फ्यूचर सर्कमस्टेंसेस कम ओके हरे कृष्ण यस प्रभु माइक लास्ट क्वेश्चन वी विल स्टॉप हियर
हरी बोल प्रभु जी फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल थैंक यू फॉर वंडरफुल लेक्चर माय क्वेश्चन इज दैट प्रभु जी आई हैव टू क्वेश्चन फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज जैसे कि आपने बोला कि एस्ट्रोलॉजी एज अ साइंस तो एस्ट्रोलॉजी को हम कैसा मतलब कंपेयर कर सकते हैं साइंस के साथ क्योंकि साइंस के तो कुछ लिमिट्स होते हैं ना और एस्ट्रोलॉजी तो मतलब आपने बोला कि जैसे आपने बोला कि वो अनलिमिटेड मतलब क्या हो सकता है क्या नहीं हो सकता और साइंस मतलब तो एक कोई चीज पे बेस होके साइंस कर सकते हैं ना तो ये दोनों का कैसे कंपेयर मतलब कर सकते हैं उसको
सो जैसे सी साइंस में क्या है व्हाट आर द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ साइंस इन साइंस वी से दैट देर आर सर्टन रूल्स दैट आर गवर्निंग राइट देर आर सर्टन रूल्स दैट आर गवर्निंग फेनोमेना इन मटेरियल नेचर दैट इज व्हाट इज साइंस इफ यू नो व्हाट आर दोज रूल्स वी कैन एक्सप्लेन व्हाई सर्टन थिंग्स बिहेव सर्टन वे व्हाई अ बर्ड इज एबल टू फ्लाई साइंस कैन एक्सप्लेन इट बट साइंस कांट क्रिएट अ बर्ड Right, so science is a study of the way phenomena happen in nature, and predicting that if these are the laws that are governing and they always govern, no matter what happens, law of aerodynamics decides whether a bird can fly or like a penguin will be on the floor. Right, That's what science is about. So there are certain set of rules which are consistent. Kuch bhi ho jaye, yahi rule apply hoga. That is science. Astrology may be wahi ho raha hai. That there are certain set of rules. You and I may not know them. But there are certain sets of rules. Like I explained, right? There are so many planets, there are houses. So based on particular combination of this, the rule tells us that this person will be like this. ये पर्सन बोल बच्चन होगा, ये पर्सन चुप बैठा रहेगा, ये पर्सन मुक्का होगा, जो भी है. दैट रीडिंग दोज थिंग्स इट विल एक्यूरेटली प्रेडिक्ट व्हाट द पर्सन डज. नाउ इफ आई एम नॉट एक्सपर्ट इन रीडिंग, लाइक आई एम नॉट, देयर मेनी पीपल हु स्टडी साइंस बट दे आर नॉट एक्सपर्ट. ऐसा भी होता है ना, बहुत सारे लोग साइंस सीखते हैं लेकिन सीख नहीं लेते, सिर्फ ग्रेजुएट हो जाते हैं साइंस में लेकिन आता नहीं है. राइट, सो दे आर नॉट एबल टू सी, दे सी कुछ प्लांट में कुछ प्रॉब्लम हो रहा है, दे आर नॉट एबल, बिकॉज उनको प्रिंसिपल्स मालूम नहीं है. तो वो लोग ऐसे कुछ जुगाड़ करते हैं टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम. राइट, सेम वे अगर एस्ट्रोलॉजर को एस्ट्रोलॉजी का साइंस बराबर से नहीं मालूम है, ऊपर ऊपर से पढ़ के वो कुछ बताएगा, यू विल फील कि एस्ट्रोलॉजी सब बेकार है. नो, साइंस इज परफेक्ट, द लर्नर ऑफ इट हैज नॉट परफेक्टेड हिज और हर लर्निंग ऑफ इट. सो इट्स अ साइंस इन द सेंस दैट इट इज ऑल्सो कंसिस्टेंट, इट फॉलोज सर्टन रूल्स. To that extent, it's a science. It's comparable. Okay? Second question, Prabhuji पूछ रहे हैं, fully surrender कैसा करना चाहिए? ये थोड़ा बड़ा सवाल हो गया, but the essence of full surrender, okay, if you want to know how to learn full surrender, associate with devotees. You know, associate with devotees, follow what they are doing, and keep your ego aside. अपना जो ego है जो हमें बताए, नहीं नहीं नहीं, मैं ऐसा सब नहीं कर सकता, मेरे को ही नहीं जमता है, वो सब बाजू में रख दो. Just surrender to devotees, do what they are doing, that is surrender. At our level, then there are, उसमें बहुत कुछ कर सकते हैं, but शुरुआत वहीं से होता है. You know, साधु संग भजन क्रिया, अधो श्रद्धा, first have faith. That ये लोग इतना सब भगवत गीता भागवतम से कोट कर रहे हैं इस्कॉन में, चोर तो नहीं लगते है ना. सो थोड़ा फेथ रख के हम लोग शुरू करते हैं प्रोसेस. उसके बाद क्या करते हैं, साधु संग भजन क्रिया. सो कम इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सेंटली पीपल लाइक दिस एंड डू भजन क्रिया. स्लोली बट श्योरली वी विल अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट सरेंडर मींस. ठीक है, हरे कृष्णा. श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय. शील प्रभुपाद की जय. शील गुरुदेव की जय. निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल.
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम.